paragraph tes. וזה בחינס הדלוקס נר חנקה, שהוא להמשיך אור הצדיק אמס, שיש להם רוח נבואה. This is the concept of the Hanukkah candles that we light, whereby we're trying to draw the light of the true tzaddikim who have a spirit of prophecy. Shezeo b'chinas oir ha-toiro she'klula mikol ha-madreges shel nevuah. That's the light of the Torah, which is composed of all the different levels of prophecy. Shezeo b'chinas oir, that's the concept of light. B'chinas kiner mitzvah v'toiro oir. V'chein ha-tzadik nikro oir, and the tzadik is also called oir. K'ma shekosev oir zaru al ha-tzadik. U'mishom madlikim u'meirim neirois ha-menoir be-beis ha-mikdosh. And it's from the light of the tzadikim and the Torah that we lit the candles in the beis ha-mikdosh. U'mishom meir oir ner chanaka. Shonu zoichem ha-idei toikif ha-nes lahamshich oir ha-tzadik mevar ha-Torah gam ba-oimek ha-golos hazeh kol echad ve-echad be-beisoy afilo be-mokim shehu. Whereby we're able to draw the light of Chanukah, which we're zeichet to through the incredible miracle that happened on that day, to draw the light of the tzaddikim and the light of the Torah, even within the super exile that we are in today, each one of us is able to draw it into our home, no matter where we are. V'ho ikar levarer hamedameh. And the most important thing to use that light for is to clarify all confusion, all things that confuse us, all things that mix us up. Shetzrichim levakesh ma'oid ma'oid es hatzadikei emes, shesh lem b'chinas ruach nevuah, whereby each and every single Jew has to search very, very hard for the light of the true tzadikim who have this ruach nevuah, kedei levarer hamedameh, in order to clarify all the medama inside of him, all the confusion, kedei lizkois lemuna shlema, in order to be zeichet to true emuna, dehainu lahamin bechidish olam, which means to believe in the concept that Hashem created the world something from nothing, from complete nothing. Ayin shom heitev, look in Torah Ches and Likutei Moran Tanina, where Rabbi Nizal speaks about this, towards the latter part of that chapter in Likutei Moran. V'zeh ikar mitzvah ner Chanukah. This is what the mitzvah of ner Chanukah is all about. Ki ikar shlitas hamedameh hu balayla. Because we know that the main time when this koyach hamedameh is prevalent is at night time. Ki hamedameh hu b'chinas shena. Because medameh is associated with sleep. K'moy shemavur shom, as Rabbi Nizal explains, when a person sleeps, they have dreams. And the Gemara says dreams are full of truth and falsehood. B'chinas cheshkas laila, the thick darkness of night. Ki kol ho'er buvim v'abilbulim sheboim ha'idei medameh hi b'chinas choshech. Because all the mix-ups and confusion that people experience from medameh are all referred to as darkness. The person is in the dark. He doesn't see things clearly. Ki kemoi shebechoshech odom toya atzmoi v'enam avchen ben kesef l'nechoshech subarzel. Because just like when it's dark, a person can make a mistake, and a person cannot differentiate between silver, gold, copper. All of it looks the same to him in complete darkness. It feels the same. Shebishvil ze nikra ha-choshech erev. This is one of the reasons why the dark part of the day is called erev. Al shem ho-irbuv shebishas ha-choshech kemuva besforam. Because of the confusion that comes about as a result of this darkness, as is explained in Sforim. Kemoi keinhu ha-medame mamish. That's what the medame is all about. Shehu b'chinas choshech, which is an example of this darkness. Sheyochoi lahato yisatzmoi ula'arvei v'hadas lahato yisminemis. Whereby a person can make mistakes and be confused to be drawn away from the truth. V'alkein ikar shlitosoi balayla. And this is why the main shlita of the koyach hamedame is at night. Shu b'chinas erev, choshech, b'chinas irbuv u'bilbul, as we said before. Sheze b'chinas koyach hamedame anal. V'oz balaylo tzrichen lahadlik ner. And therefore at night we need to light this candle. Kedei lahoyer b'choshech. In order to shine a light in the darkness. Levarer kol hadvorim, to clarify everything. V'zeh yodua, and this is a known fact, shekol hadvorim shoysim lemato, kulam yeshlem shoyrish lemalo, batoyragda, sheshua ruchnias, vachias, vakim shel kol olam loya. That everything we do down here below in this physical world has a source, a place of origin above in the Torah, which is spiritual and which is the spiritual source of life and what sustains the entire world. Vehine hadlokas haner belayla ze nimshach mibchinas ma shetzrichim lochoyer meor yom lecheshches layla. The lighting of the Hanukkah candles at night come from the fact that we want to draw some of the light of day into the darkness of night. Vze ikar mitzvahs hadlokas haneres bebeis hamikdash b'chol layla. This was the essence behind the mitzvah of lighting the candles in the Beis Hamikdash every evening. Shemishom nimshach oyer haner l'chol olam kuloi. In order to draw the light of that candle for the entire world. Ki ikar ha'oyer hu me'atoyra shu klolis hanavua shehi ikar b'chinas hadas. Because the main source of light is the Torah, which is a composite of all facets of prophecy, which is the true das. Shehu ikra oyer yoim kiyadua. That's what's called the light of day. That's the real light of day. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says in Koheles, ki yesh yisroin lachochma menasichlus ke yisroin ha'oyer menachoshech. Because the difference between knowledge and foolishness, between intelligence and foolishness, is like the difference between light and darkness. Ki ikar oyer ha'toyra nimshech bayoim. Because the main time of the light of Torah is by day. As the pasuk says, "Beyoyim tzavoysoy," on the day when Hashem instructed him. And the Gemara says, "Malamech lo nidbar imo ela bayoyim." This teaches us that Hashem spoke to him only by day. V'yalkein ikor ha'oyer hu bayoyim. And that's why the main time of light is by day. Ukishemagia halayla, and when night comes, she'oz mispashet hachoshech hagodol, when the great darkness spreads, shehu b'chinas erev, b'chinas irbuv u'bilbul hamedame, that's the time of darkness, confusion of the medame, oz tzrichen lahamshech me'or yoyim lohar gam b'cheshchas halayla. That's when we have to try to draw some of that light of day to light up the darkness of the night. Sheze b'chinas hadlokas haner balayla. This is the concept of lighting the candles at night. Dahainu lohoyer gam becheshkas laila aydei horas ha-Torah shel yoyim. To draw some of that light of the Torah, that light of day, into the darkness of night. Hainu levarer ha-medame, and thereby to clarify the medame, the confusion. Shehu b'chinas cheshkas laila, which is the darkness of night. Al yidei ha-Torah, through the Torah, shi b'chinas oyer yoyim, which is referred to as the light of day. Shehu b'chinas klolis hanavua, shal yodo ikar biror hamedame. And the light of the Torah, this daylight, which is the concept of nevua b'shleimus, through which the main biror hamedame is brought about, through a hisgalus of nevua, as Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likut Imran. There's a pasuk biyad hanavim adame, that the tikkun of the medame is through nevuah, nevim. V'chol ze kedei lizko yislemun ashlema, and the purpose, the goal of all of this is to be zeicha to complete faith, shetzrichem legadlo balayla, which we need to really develop during the night. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'emunoscho balaylois, that faith is at night. V'zeh ikar b'chinas ner Chanukah. This is what ner Chanukah is all about. Ki malchus yovan orisho omdal yisroel ashkicham torasecha. The Greeks wanted to try to get us to forget the Torah. Ki malchus yovan orisho im b'chinas chachme yovan shemehem mispashtem kol ha'kfirois v'apikursis boilam. Because malchus yovan, the Greek kingdom and culture, is the source of all kfira and apikursis, philosophy. Greek philosophy, kiyadua das aristoi hayovon yemach shemoi venimach zichroi, as is known, the wisdom of Aristotle, yemach shemoi shekoifer bechidish oilam, who denies the concept of the world being created something from nothing. Shemach mazeh his garu be Yisrael kol malchei yovon orisho, and that's why all the leaders of the Greeks tried to defeat Klal Yisrael, machmashenotu achar daitoy haro, because they followed his evil ideology of this Aristotle. Vizgaru b'Yisrael, and therefore they tried to defeat the Jews. V'rotzu l'ashkicham Torosei, they wanted to get us to reject the Torah. Machmashayda Torah, ikar hachnosam, because the Torah is the main thing that has the power to defeat them. Because in the Torah it says clearly, in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth, which is the opposite of their beliefs. And therefore, when the family of the Hashmonoim, which was in charge at the time, was victorious over the Greeks, the miracle was with the candles of the menorah specifically. And for that reason, the rabbis instituted that each person light the Hanukkah candles in his home. Because the main thing that brought down the kingdom of the Greeks was the tefillah of the Bal Koyach in the form of din. Kimatisyo bonov hayut sadikim gedoilim giboirim balei koyach moid. Matisyo and his sons were very great sadikim, and they were very powerful. Vitzoaku el Hashem bechosko, they cried out to Hashem, they screamed to Hashem with power. Umosru nafsham al kiddush Hashem, and they put their lives on the line in order to sanctify Hashem's name. Ki siknu nafsham lomus chasashon bamilchoma bein ha'areilim v'atmeim b'shvil kedush ha'shmoyis borak de lahatzlat Yisrael. They actually put themselves in complete jeopardy and danger, and they were willing to die in battle with the goyim in order to sanctify Hashem's name, in order to save Bnei Yisrael. Shekol zeu b'chinas tefila b'chinas din shal ha'bal koyach. This is all the concept of the tefila b'chinas din of the bal koyach that we said. As Rav Nosson Zal explains in Hilchas Avodah Zorah in Yoredeya, that this kind of battle was a form of the tefillah bebechinas din. Vayideya tefillah bebechinas din zoichin lechol habechinas hamavorim shom. And when we're zoiche to this tefillah bebechinas din, we're zoiche to all the different things that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in the chapter on the Likutei Moran there. Ad she zoichon bechinas nevuah, till we're zoiche to nevuah, shehu bechinas birur hamedame, which is the concept of birur hamedame, shaydeze zoichon lemuna shleima, through which we're zoiche to complete emuna, haynu lahamen bechidesh olam shezeo ikar, which means to believe specifically in the fact that the world was created something from nothing. That's the most important foundation of our faith. And this is what lighting the Hanukkah candles is all about. Because with the great power of these tzaddikim, they were able to effect a tikkun and to draw a tikkun into the world, so that each and every single yid has the power to put on a light in his house, to bring into his house the light of the true tzaddikim, which is the light of the Torah, which is the light of this prophecy, and which is birur hamedame b'shaitoy, and to be able to do it at the time when the medame is most prevalent, ahinu balaylo, at night. Leida gam ba'oimek cheshka sagolos amarazer, so that we should be able to know in the depths of this golus, of this darkness, amitas v'emuna hakdoisha, the truth of our holy faith, sheyesh yochid kadmoin yizborach shmoi, that there is one Hashem, shebore soilam yesh me'ayin hamuchlot, who created the world something from complete nothing, dehainu emunas chidesh oilam, shehu hoikar, this emuna and chidesh oilam, which is the most important tenet of our emuna, Vaideze nidche zuamas hanochosh shehem emunos kuzvius shel hamenachshim vakoismim. And this is what eliminates the filth of the snake, which is the false beliefs of the menachashim, those who perform magic and things like that. Shemehem nimshochen kol hakfirois, from them they're the source of all atheism, all denial of Hashem, Shemishom Kol Zuamas Halametes Malachos, which is the source of the bed of the 39 acts of work, Shem Bechina Zuamas Hanochosh, as we learned earlier. Kitzrichin Lahamshich Kedushas Vemun HaKdosh, Yeshu Kedushas HaToyra HaKdosh, Kedushas Shabbos, L'toich Yemei HaChoyel Bi'atzmon. Because our job is to draw the holiness of Emuna, which is the holiness of the Torah, the holiness of Shabbos, into the weekdays, L'kadesh Gam Yemei HaChoyel Bi'atzmon, so that we can sanctify the weekdays, B'bechinas Kedushas Shabbos, to give them some of the holiness of Shabbos, Lidchoy Zua Masanochosh, Gam Be'etzem Yemei HaChoyel, to reject and eliminate the filth of the snake, even from within the weekdays, betoikef hagashmius, within the depth of physicality, becheshkas hagolos, in the darkest aspects of exile, beguf vonefesh, of body and soul.